It is 19 past 10 on this Tuesday. We've got Warren Huntley with us to preview the eight racer from Pakenham today. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nav.
Good to hear. Eight races this afternoon. Do you think there's much depth to the program?
Look, I think there's a few standouts. By the time we get to preview these meetings, the markets are pretty mature. They go up pretty early, so it's hard to find too many holes in it. I think there's one or two standouts and hopefully a little bit of value.
Exactly. You always see massive changes from 9 o'clock any race day. Well, let's have a look at the first. This is a maiden high weight, and the scratchings are nil. The main ones in commission are number 3, Caddis Ruby, who's at 5, down to 7. Well Done My Boy at 4.60. Deep Purple, who comes off a last start placing at 5.50. Half the Sky is at $1.95, the odds on favourite, and that's the most fancied way at this stage.
I don't think they're great races to be taking odds on in that, these distance maidens, high weights, but I do think Half the Sky is progressing well. There's been improvement each run this preparation, and she looks like she's going to break through sometime soon. A little gear change with the nose roll coming off. Going to go with 9. I thought 7 Well Done My Boy was solid enough last start, and that can run well again. Certainly hard and fit. And I think Jamie Mott in these type of races can be an advantage. 8 Deep Purple was a better performance last start. Probably more improvement in Deep Purple relatively early in the preparation, going to this only 3rd up. Step up in distance looks to suit. And 3 Caddis Rubies. Pretty honest, hard and fit. Next best for me, 9, 7, 8, 3.
So we go 9, 7, 8, and 3 in the opener. To race 2, this is also a high weight, this time over the mile, and number 4 is out. We've got number 1, Turfonic, at $1.80. 2, Sir Winston, at 4, down to Newbering at $8. Immortal Fire is at $8.50.
Turfonic's racing like he wants to get to the 1,600 metres now, Nads, but he's had 3 tries and yet to place at the trip, so I couldn't take a short price about him, but I think he is racing at this stage of his career like it'll suit, and I'm going to tip him, but I couldn't possibly back him at that price. He'll balance up off the speed, maybe settle a little closer from an inside draw at this trip. 1, Turfonic. Sir Winston, I think coming back to this distance is suitable. Nürburgring's going okay, and hard and fit now for recent racing, and I think also back in distance might suit number 6, Immortal Fire. 1, 2, 5, 6.
1, 2, 5, and 6 in the second. The third is a 3-year-old maiden over the 1,200. You can take out number 2. We've got number 1, Beaverbrook, at 5.50. Number 3, Experimentation. He's at $2.10. It's the clear-cut favourite after a great debut run. For Sure is at 5. 3.80 for Hove, actually, who is a horse prepared by the Hayes Dabernig team, and it's very safe at the 3.80 mark, and all the others are at longer odds.
I'm going with Beaverbrook here, Nards. I think there's a bit of value about Beaverbrook, who was good first up, although Balsonic was outstanding winning that race, doing some ducking and weaving, and that form ties in with Merchant Navy through Balsonic, which just ties into so many good form lines for the 3-year-olds. I'm going to go with 1, Beaverbrook. You're right about Experimentation. That was a good debut. The Son of Nakoni did it pretty tough, battled on well. Foxling ran well, well supported yesterday. Wasn't able to win, stepping up in grade, but still ran well. I don't think a lot's gone right for Nakoni Pony in recent starts. I think there's certainly more ability there than we've seen the 2 runs to date. The trials have been good, and I think there's been excuses the 2 runs to date. I can see Nakoni Pony improving. And Hove, actually, of the first starters, looks like he'll get out over a bit of ground. Was okay in a recent jump out. That was just in modest time, but was strong through the line. 1, 3, 6, 5.
So we go 1, 3, 6, and 5 in race 3. The fourth event, and there are no scratchings here. Number 2, Flaming Bell at 7. Down to Spin Bowls at 4.80, Toffiato at 5.50. You've got Waltzing My Hilda, who's a $4 chance, and a first starter for Hayes Dabernig in Shiro, who's drawn well, is at $3.10.
I thought Spin Bowls was good last start, Nards. That was with a little bit of a gap between runs, and importantly, back in distance, was tested at the 1,600 metres, but maybe at this stage, despite the fact that he's by hard spun, he's better around the shorter courses. And I thought that was a good performance. The Bonts run well since. I think we can mount a case for 5 Spin Bowls here, particularly on an each-way basis. 11 Shiero, another one who'd probably be better when he gets over a little bit further, deeper into the career, but was solid enough through the line in a recent jump out. Asked to do a bit, but that's not a bad thing. Toffiato's fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell and probably finds a more suitable assignment here. And 2 Flaming Bell, I thought the first up run was solid, would also be fitter. 5 each way out of 11, 6 and 2.
So 5, 11, 6 and 2 in race number 4. We're now up to the quaddy legs, race number 5 being the first of those over the 1,200. And so the market sees the 1, a Perfect Statue, who's at 4.80, $7 for Tanto Bianco. Denmix is at 5.50, Hula Star at 3.90. Royal Enigma at $7.50. Jesse J's at $4.20.
I think that's good value about number three, Denmix, resuming here. Nards for the Kieran Maher stable. Steph Thornton from a nice draw gets a 1.5 kilo claim. A lot of recent jump out was good behind horses that are certainly better than 58 grade and poking up on the inside just right alongside them. Look to have a bit in reserve. Looks to be coming to hand well. And the only other preparation we've seen, Denmix, he won on debut, so certainly effective on the fresh side. Three, hit a four, Hula Star, who just keeps running well, sometimes with excuses. I think just the way the race shaped up last start might have even been better, being riding the speed, was just left with a little bit too much to do. Three runs back to Spip have all been good, just not winning. Perfect Statue was beaten last start, but the two previous wins were solid. Just got that slightly awkward barrier draw, but the race might shape up for Perfect Statue to roll forward. And Jesse J gets the blinkers on and the blinkers off, fitter for one run back from a spell. I think three's a bit of value ahead of 4, 1 and 6.
So three from 4, 1 and 6 in race number 5. Or in race 6, this is over 1,000, and you can take out number 2. We've got the 1, Our Gladiator, at 5, down to Starvasive at 3.70, Surprise Hero at 7. Matthew's Honour is an $8 chance, Mesclun at 5.50, Being Dazzled is at 8.50, and then you've got Soul Gaze at $9.50.
Here we go with Starvasive, Nards. I thought it was a really solid performance to win last start, was there riding the speed and battled on really well. Could be a significant race. We've got Michaela Lawrence having her first ride in a race in this race, and Thomas Stockdale looking for his first winner, and I think he's got a good chance aboard Starvasive. Mesclun's been going well, had no luck at all in town a few runs back, and it's been ticking over nicely since. That's the same form line. Thought 4, Surprise Hero, was solid winning last start. The race was set up for a horse to swoop well, but did so. Obviously takes a little step up in grade here and won Our Gladiator next best. 3, 6, 4, 1.
So we go 3, 6, 4 and 1 in race 6, the 7th event, and this is for fillies and mares over 1,400. You can take out runners 3 and 8. The 1 Lady Skills is at $2, 2 Bellcrest Lady at 9, Dame Vassar at 8.50, Magic and Danger at 7.50, Nina Rules at 7, Savvy Shields at $4.60.
Was good winning on debut, Savvy Shields, and probably roll forward here, and I think at 1,400 metres, that just sets it up beautifully for Lady Skills of the shorties during the day. Nards, I think she's the one that can just balance up, and the synthetic track here with a nice run in. I think it's a lovely race for Lady Skills, who was really good to the line in a much better race last start. Obviously gets to the 60 kilos here before the claim, but just looks a lovely race for her. I thought Savvy Shields was good. The jump outs at Flemington have been good going into the debut performance. Gets out to the 1,400 metres here, but Savvy Shields can make her own luck. 5, Magic and Danger, and 2, Bellcrest Lady. I think they're worth considering for trifectas and first fours, but trim up leg of a quaddie for me and best of the day. 1, 7, 5, 2.
So 1, 7, 5 and 2, and then to the last, which is a 58 over the 1,400. There are no scratchings, and we've got the 1, Another Jug at 6.50, 3, Hussar at 6.50, 4, Outdone at 5, down to Dark Ensign at $7. So Miss Sachs number 9 is a $7 chance. Miss Arietta at 5.50, and the 11, Amthal, is at 6.50. So a very open race to finish the program.
It is, Nards, and I'm probably going against a couple of my little policies here in a horse deep into a preparation, first racing preparation. But the blinkers going on Miss Arietta and getting out of maiden grade into the 58 grade here, I just think the fact that Colin Little's persevered with her this preparation, she's going well enough to win a maiden, and she might even find a race that's very suitable here. 10, Miss Arietta with the blinkers on. 9, Miss Sachs was very good last start. Looks to be getting close to the peak now. Resuming here with a crossover noseband off is number 4, Outdone, and was solid first up winning last preparation. So although a horse that might train on to get out over more ground can certainly produce a good run first up. And 1, Another Jug will be riding the speed and might be the one that most of them are trying to run down. 10, 9, 4, 1.
So we go 10, 9, 4 and 1. And what's your best run off your quaddie and your play of the day?
Best race 7, number 1, Lady Skills, Nards. And my value of mare resuming for the Kieran Maher Stables, race 5, number 3, Denmix. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 3, 4 and 6. Second leg also 1, 3, 4 and 6. Just numbers 1 and 7 in the third leg. And I thought the last leg was a bit of a load up. Numbers 1, 4, 5, 9 and 10 in the last leg. And going to play a running double through races 3 and 4 as the play of the day. First leg race 3, 1 Beaverbrook and 3 Experimentation. Into race 4, 5 Spin Bowls and 11 Shiero.
Good on you, Warren. We'll chat more later in the program when we discuss track work from Flemington this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Thanks, Nard.
There's Warren Huntley with his preview of the meeting from Pakenham today. We've got the eight races with the first getting underway today. At around 1:30. Looks like a good program. It's now 29 past 10.